I'd like to start this evening with two verses that are in the first epistle of John. I'm just going to quote them. Don't have to turn to them. Both are three words long. Chapter 1, verse 4, God is light. Chapter 4, verse 8 and verse 16, God is love. Let's pray. Thanks, blessed God, our Father, for the opportunity to be here and to open thy precious word and to speak of the fact that thou art light and that thou art love. Wonderful realities. Unchangeable realities. And so we pray this evening as we're here and speak from thy word, that thy spirit may have liberty to press it home to those who are present who are not ready yet to meet thee. We pray, Father, for blessing upon thy precious word in that most wonderful name of thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's sing number 6 on our hymn sheets. God in mercy sent his Son to a world by sin undone. Jesus Christ was crucified. 'Twas for sinners Jesus died. God in mercy sent his Son to a world by sin undone. Christ was crucified, 'twas for sinners Jesus died. Oh, the glory of the grace, shining in the Savior's face. message to speak about our God. And that's where we're going to start by speaking about who our God is. And so we've had two short statements of who He is in His very being. God is light. You know what the light does? It shows everything that is to be seen. You know, in the darkness you can hide, but not in the light. And if there's something, if I had a big spot on my shirt up here, and you were all looking at me, I'd get pretty uncomfortable. The light manifests all that there is to be seen. And so you cannot hide one single thing from our God. You know, I don't know the majority of you that awful well. But there's a God who looks at you and He knows you exactly. He knows every thought you've ever had. It's all recorded in His book. But you know the wonderful thing? Even though He knows everything about you, He loves you with a love that is unchanging. There is nothing that you can do to change the fact that God is love. Sometimes people refuse to accept the offer of God for salvation. And they will go to a lost eternity. But they will never be able to say, nobody ever loved me. Because there was a God who loved you so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But let me tell you a little bit more about this God we're talking about. He is an amazing God. He is a God that is eternal, and that in itself just blows my mind to think that He never, ever had a beginning. He always was there. I can't understand it, but that's the revelation we have of God in the Scriptures. Not only is He eternal, but He is all-powerful. And He is all-knowing. And He is everywhere at the same time. This is our God. To me, it is amazing to see the demonstration of His power and His wisdom in the creation that we live in. And I love to talk about the universe that we are part of. We live in what is called the Milky Way galaxy, which is a galaxy of approximately 200 billion stars. Many of which are much greater than in size than our sun. And astronomers tell us that there are at least another 250 billion galaxies in the universe. And how did He make all this? He spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. Can you get a grasp of the power of this God we're talking about? You know, people think that they have a right to set the tone of judgment with God. Let me tell you, you do not have that right. You will be judged before God if you do not accept His forgiveness, His salvation, but on His terms. You do not have the right to set the terms upon which you will be judged. No, that's our God. Another thing about our God, He is holy.